Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Musa Worship with Jesus is coming back. A very good afternoon to you once again. If you've just tuned in, it is Heart to Heart with myself, Lukhom Gwedipeti, still in conversation with some of the businesses that are playing roles in this smart procurement world exhibition out at the Gallagher Convention Centre. And with me, I've got Anastasia Mashobane, the CEO of Mashobane Advisory Services. So, Anastasia, good afternoon and welcome to your Radio Pulpit. If you can just come close to your mic for me.
Perfect. Am I close enough?
Close enough.
Good afternoon, Luca.
How are you?
You're tired, but so blessed, eh?
Oh, man, you're going to tell me exactly why you're tired. But let's start here. Tell us a bit about Mashobane Advisory Services. Who are you guys? And perhaps tell us where it all began.
Okay, so Mashobane Advisory Services, we are a legal services specializing in corporate and commercial law. We also are company secretaries, which are the people that companies actually need to make sure that they stay out of trouble. And we specialize in corporate governance, which is your King IV, your Companies Act. So we advise directors and executives in terms of the laws that they need to comply to, which also as an element of risk management that we bring onto board. Yeah. So that's what we do. Okay. And in terms of where it started, it really began with me being critically ill. I was full-time employed, then I left. So as I was thinking, what am I going to do with my life?
Yeah.
You know, I got very sick, and it was during COVID. Then I was hospitalized for 6 weeks. So I couldn't see anyone during that time because I've always been grappling in terms of, you know, this is my third time actually starting the a business.
Okay.
And every time I'd gravitate back to work, but I knew I wasn't doing what God asked me to do, right? So during that 6 weeks is where I really heard clearly from God that I've removed you from everyone and everything because I want to make sure that you hear me this time.
I've now had to use an illness to isolate you from this space you love so much.
Yes. Sure. You know, and I couldn't see anyone, not my family, nothing. You know, so during that 6 weeks, and I really got to hear clearly from him that your mission in life is to create jobs.
Yeah.
And one night I was sleeping, and he clearly showed me clouds breaking open and gave me the scripture, Exodus 26:4.
Wow.
And when I read Exodus, it's basically a tabernacle that I had to build.
Sure.
So that's what Mashobane is. So if you look at our colors, you know, I went through the Bible, looked at how the tabernacle had to be built because the instructions are very clear. So our colors are royal blue and gold. I left out some of the other colors, but I incorporate them into everything that we're doing. So we turned 5 on the 1st of September.
It's been 5 years already.
It's been 5 years of just eating out of God's hand. So that's how it started.
Absolutely amazing. So why would you say it's vital for you to be here today? Why are you here today?
You know, 3 years ago, I met up with a lady called Elmarie. And she owns Clinic with Purpose. Because I was also going through such a lot. And I don't know how she found me. But she's also a Christian. And she says, Anastasia, for some reason, I just felt that I need to bring you into the clinic. And then I met other entrepreneurs. And, you know, through that, got opportunities, got access, you know, to other entrepreneurs, shared, stories. But also, and this is how, that my first exhibition was through being a member of the clinic. So this is our third year exhibiting. And I can tell you now that, you know, this year the interaction has just been so amazing. It's like everybody that we're meeting hears us. You know, I hope I'm making sense. It's like,
of course,
when we speak, they hear us in terms of what it is that we're doing. So it was so important for us to be here, to get our name out there. And I mean, this is one of the biggest, you know, if not the biggest, you know, procurement expos.
And I actually think it's definitely one of the biggest.
And it's the best, you know, because you actually, they actually deliver on what they say. You know, you get to meet, like, you know, buyers, and you also get to meet other companies. And we get to share our expertise. And through this, I mean, we've made such good contacts that I now need to go back and follow up, you know,
of
those
things.
But honestly, I love coming to smart procurement because I don't feel like I'm wasting my time. It's hectic. I mean, that's why I'm tired.
Exactly. We got to it somehow. You're actually the second business who's saying it definitely has been beneficial. There's leads.
There's leads.
You know, there's definitely leads. It's not just you're here to socialize and that's the end of it.
No, no. I mean, I've attended other conferences, you know, where you leave and you're like, what the hell? What was I doing there?
What did I gain?
You know, what did I gain? But here, I mean, every year we make leads, we meet other businesses, but also even if it's just that connection of saying, hey, I've met somebody that's struggling about with this like me, you know, and also the platform that they're giving us. I mean, since yesterday, I've been talking and talking and talking to businesses. And, you know, and the reaction, because to speak to CPOs and, you know, the C-suites and everybody, it's very difficult to get them. You'll email and they'll just be like, who's this?
And nobody really answers.
Yes. I mean, I've made such good contacts today as well. Spoke to a lady from MTN. She was so welcoming and was actually listening to me, you know, and it's just that platform that this whole event gives you to speak to the decision makers, whereas you'd be just a number, right? So like I said, since yesterday, God has been so good, and you know, I've met a few destiny helpers. People are just like, no, give me a call, definitely. You know, and I mean, our services are so specialized. I mean, company secretariat, dealing with boards, dealing with executive CEOs. You know, not everybody understands what we do, but as long as I do, right?
So in light of that, how do we then reach out? Businesses are listening and they're thinking, man, I could really, really do with your advisory services.
Yeah.
How do they contact you? How do they link up with you?
The best way is through our website, which is very interactive. It's got a contact me form. It's www.mashobane.com. Okay. So on that, our telephone number is there. We've got a separate line. I give out my number because as well, if people need to reach us quickly.
Yeah.
But the best way is through our website. Also on LinkedIn, we have our Mashobane Advisory Services page on LinkedIn.
Okay.
I'm also very active on LinkedIn. So they can reach out there for our services. But I promise you, most people don't understand. They just sign contracts, and those contracts end up binding them. And to undo something that has already been done is more costly.
Exactly. I was going to say, it's very complicated and costly, definitely.
It's very, and like I've been in this field since 1998. Don't let these looks fool you.
What? I was only in grade one then. So you've been in the game. Love that.
I've been in the game. I've got my scars. You know, and also I always just ask God, just give me the wisdom so I can help people, so that everybody who interacts with me lives better.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. So for those businesses, corporate and commercial law, directors of companies, you know, we'll help you set up your board. We do meetings, we do minutes. I also do training on minutes as well for minute takers. So yeah, so I love what I do. And I mean, the fact that I had to be isolated for 6 weeks to get this message.
You have a story to tell and accomplish.
Yes, I have a mission. Now I have a mission.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sashi, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing all this information with me. And all the best as you continue to mingle and, you know, create these meaningful relationships.
Yes. So, but awesome conference. I'll be doing it next year for the fourth time. Money well spent.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.